Brown maintained her innocence all throughout the investigation and trial into her connection to sham charity One Door for Education. But the jury didn't buy her denials, and Judge Timothy Corrigan sentenced her to the minimum punishment sought by the prosecution. 5 years in prison and hundreds of thousands of dollars in restitution and asset forfeiture. Brown's lawyer, James Smith, says the former congresswoman is planning an appeal.
The judge gave me a deadline of next week to file the motion for bond pending appeal. And I think there are good grounds for that. We do think there are some appealable issues where she has a chance of prevailing. She's clearly not a flight risk. And in most other cases like this, the individuals were allowed to stay out on bond pending appeal.
If the judge denies Brown's motion, she'll have to report to federal prison January 8th, regardless of whether she's filed an appeal. Co-conspirators former Chief of Staff Ronnie Simmons and One Door founder Carla Wiley will also serve time. 4 years for Simmons and 21 months for Wiley. Both will also be on the hook for hundreds of thousands of dollars in forfeiture and restitution. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.